So I'm really excited because I have Liam Martin on the line right now, and he is someone who I admire. He's a student success coach. He runs his own company. Not in addition to being an entrepreneur, he's also a successful graduate student, and his company centers around giving students the tools they need to become 4.0 GPA students. And the interesting thing is that Liam came to me because he stumbled upon holistic learning, and it actually improved his learning habits. And he's someone who already has a wealth of experience. So, hi Liam, how's it going? It's good to have you on the program.
Hey Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well, I'm doing well. So maybe you can explain a little bit about maybe how we came to meet and your experiences with holistic learning.
Okay, well, as you probably know, and maybe some of your listeners know, I run a blog, vtmmethod.com/blog, and I run a tutoring company that helps undergraduate students specifically, but we also expand it to high school students, become successful in high school and university. So, where my background really started is I'd say about 7 years ago, I was probably exactly where a lot of your students are right now. So, I was a student. I ended up studying around 3 to 4 hours a day, first year of university, studying 3 to 4 hours a day, and I was still getting B's and C's in university. And I was looking at the good students, those quote unquote good students that always seem to study half an hour or 20 minutes before the actual exam and seem to pull off A's. And I was looking at these people and thinking, well, I'm not any smarter than these guys. Why are they sitting around for studying 20 minutes before an exam and getting an A plus on the exam, and I'm sitting here studying for 3 to 4 hours every day and picking up B's? So after my first year, I decided I was going to apply myself to changing my learning style and really starting to revolutionize the way that I learned. And after a summer of studying exactly what good students were doing, okay, I was able to study around half an hour a day, and I usually got A's and A pluses in all my courses. Actually, my last year of university, I got all A pluses, which was awesome. And I went on to graduate school where I continued to study learning methods. And based off my research from graduate school, I started a tutoring company and program called the VTA Method, where I started tutoring undergraduate students in study methodologies. That was 8 months ago. And today, I've trained graduate tutors in all the main disciplines and have a rapidly expanding company. Now, I actually talk to you. I had a mutual friend of ours, I think it was Cal Newport, who suggested that I take a look at your product. So I went to your site, took a look at your product, thought it was amazing, emailed you, we were talking, and then got myself a copy of the book, read it through, and now I've integrated that as one of the main philosophies that I use in my learning styles.
So I think your story is really a good example because I can talk a lot about people who naturally learn well and how you can sort of model their techniques, but you're really a success story. You're someone who went from being an average student to being an excellent student. Now, I think one of the things that you mentioned is you said that holistic learning has now really become a big part of your philosophy for learning right now. Maybe you could explain about how it's sort of been integrated into your life.
Okay, well, as an example, we like my job right now, because I'm getting to the point now with my company where I can start to achieve my true dream, which is I simply experiment with different learning styles and try to figure out how to learn things faster and easier than I did before. That's my dream job, actually, is just being able to more or less be a graduate student full time for the rest of my life. And hopefully I'll get there pretty soon. But so what I usually do is I'll sit down and I'll look through content. So I'll read a book, or I'll go to a course, or I'll sit down with a bunch of teachers and just sort of pick their brains. I'm a sociologist by training, so I really try to get in on learning style. I try to interview people. I try to understand what the core of their learning style is, and then see what they're doing, see what they're doing correctly, and then integrate that into my methodology. So for me, I came upon holistic learning, and I definitely I saw it as a program, particularly the way that it creates networks in your mind. Okay, and I think you talked about actually. I remember talking to you about the pile of bricks versus the wall of bricks paradigm.
Right,
And yeah, so
exactly.
like for me, one of the biggest the way that holistic learning is incredibly useful for me is to be able to create that network of ideas in my mind. And I would say that your particular book is unique, and your program as well, holistic learning as a concept, is unique in the sense that it's the best way to describe that concept. And a lot of other books have tried to touch on that, but I'd say that yours does the best job of understanding that particular concept that if you have interwoven ideas in your mind, you in essence create an entire system of backups for knowledge. So, as an example, take the internet as a perfect example, or a web. If you cut one connection, if you're just studying, let's say you're studying a piece of content, let's say you're studying for an exam, and you're just going through, I don't know, a whole bunch of mathematical formulas or something like that, and you just study these formulas in a divided way. So you study formula A, you memorize it, formula B, you memorize it, formula C, you memorize it. That is an incredibly long and difficult process. However, if you look for the connections between all of those formulas and you start to understand them not just on the level of the formula, but at a deeper level, you connect them with your life, you provide examples, you create a true network together. That's when you can start to see real amazing results in your study math in your learning methodologies. I like your concept, the learn it once paradigm, and that's really sort of what I've been using to integrate into my own learning style. And I've been training my tutors in those methods as well, so that I can help my students achieve 4.0 GPAs as well.
Exactly. And I think we actually had a conversation about this, and you talked about a specific example, which this is only a few weeks after you first started practicing and learning about holistic learning, was you used it to help ace a final or exam in order to get your French fluency designation. Maybe you could explain a little bit about this, because I thought this was a fantastic story about the process.
Yeah. So when I read your book, okay, I was going to be taking a French exam for another project that I was doing actually for the Canadian government. And in Canada, you have to speak both official languages if you want to work for the government. So when I read your book, I decided to apply holistic learning to this French test, to more or less getting I needed a B level French. So there's A is the lowest. Then it goes B, C, and then it's an exemption, which means I never have to take the test again. You are absolutely awesome. So took the test or started the project. And so I used the learn it once philosophy, and I was able to get an exemption in two of the three categories in French. Okay, and this was only, I think, 4 to 5 weeks that I used your method. And I sort of what I would do is you I got a core word list, and I got a Becherel, which is a French grammar book, and started working on what the core ideas were behind French, how I could connect them to other languages. Okay, that's also really important as well. I started talking with French people. I started interacting in the content. I started just creating those networks in my mind. I can't really go into the full description of exactly what I did because I'm sure a lot of you guys already know the holistic learning program right now, but it was absolutely amazing. I probably could have gotten a pretty high mark anyways, but the real key that this brought, holistic learning that is, was the ease and of understanding, which was the important point for me. It was so easy for me to walk in there and have the confidence that I knew everything, and that if I was brought towards a word that I really didn't understand, or towards a question that I really didn't understand, I just used the network that I had created in my mind to actually figure out that information in, or sorry, figure out that question in real time, as opposed to just being lost and not really understanding the questioning.
I just wanted to bring up a point because you mentioned in your conversation the example of the difference between a pile of bricks and a wall of bricks. And just for the people that have read the book, that's something that I've used in the book as an example of the difference between a non-holistic learning approach and a holistic learning approach, where the non-holistic approach is to just put all the information there and it's just a pile. And then if one of the bricks is missing, you really have no idea which one is gone. But if you weave it together into a wall of bricks, and that's through making the connections, having things interrelate, then if something's missing, you have a mechanism to figure out what was there. That's something that I've used a lot of times to figure things out. And you use the example of doing something in French, and that's often something I've used. Similarly in French, I know you've studied it for longer than I have, but you have a word that you don't quite understand. Well, if you've worked hard on making it more holistic, then you have all these other words that you can kind of connect it with. You can almost sort of feel what the meaning is some of the time.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. I mean, you can, it creates, I don't want to say it creates an educated guess. What it really does is it creates a way for you to take the pieces that you know for sure and build upon it and understand where that network exists. So as an example, let's say, I'm trying to think of a French word that I could take in a concept. Let's take another concept, actually. Let's just take a phrase, a certain phrase that I would read, and I would look at it and say to myself, okay, I don't really understand what the heck this is saying. But then you look at the phrase and you say to yourself, okay, what do I understand in this phrase? So I know marcher, I know, lancer, I know a few of these central words, and I know the grammatical component. I'm looking at a few of these grammatical components, and I understand that this is futur simple instead of passé composé. So you'll look at it and you'll say to yourself, ah, okay, now we've got that baseline. And usually, and where holistic learning and regular learning would part ways is that the regular learning would say, okay, I understand some of these concepts, but I don't understand the whole thing. But holistic learning would take the other direction and say, okay, I understand a few of these concepts. Now let's go into the network within my mind. Let's see how futur simple and the word marché and the word lancer are connected. And let's see how I can use the network that I've created around those words and grammatical terminologies to create or to get the answer that I need. And it worked wonders because, again, I got exempted out of two of the three definitions or two of the three tests for this government exam, and in only 4 weeks as well.
Well, exactly. And I think that the point you bring up about being able to find the missing pieces is an important one. It is an important advantage, but it's probably the smallest advantage. What really matters is that when you have this holistic learning in place, often you don't even think about what's missing because you intuitively, quote unquote, get it. And that's really the difference between people who have memorized formulas, memorized facts, figures, definitions, and people who have learned it holistically, is that the holistic learners, it's more even a feeling rather than just trying to regurgitate what you've learned. So enough talk about just the generalities of holistic learning. Maybe you can give some specific tactics you've used to learn holistically, and also the other tactics you suggest from your vast experience in coaching other students. What have you found?
Okay, well, I would say, I mean, I use your program in conjunction with, for instance, Cal Newport stuff and Walter Pock stuff to optimize my philosophy of learning. So if you learn nothing else today, okay, for the people that are listening, know that you have to have a strong learning methodology before, like, the secret tips and tricks about education and learning will really work for you. Again, this is one of the big questions that I always get with my students, and I find it frustrating, is that before they actually sit down, or when I sit down with a student and I first, start to talk with them, they purchase the program, they purchase the tutoring, I sit down with them and I ask them a few questions. They'll start to ask me questions like, okay, so how do I get an A on this exam? Or how do I get an A on this paper? Or, how can I do this tomorrow? These types of things. And I keep telling them that this is not, it's more into it's not necessarily more difficult than that, but it's a lot more delicate, I suppose you could say, than that. You have to understand first that you have to build a good base. So, like I'll encourage them to, for instance, read the few first chapters of my book, or if they've gone through the entire book and they want more information, I'll direct them to either Cal stuff or your stuff to really get a strong learning philosophy in their minds. Creating networks, creating ideas in your mind to be able to say, okay, when you sit down and you have this test and you have a multiple choice test and you're going through all these questions, what are you creating in your, what kind of a network are you bringing with you to that test? It's very important to be able to get that general philosophy down before the actual little tips and tricks work. Now, with regards to tips and tricks, I've got a thousand of them. And, if you want to learn about tips and tricks, I've got them up the yin yang. And I'm sure that, Scott, you've got a ton of them as well. But the important thing is that I would say learn the philosophy of holistic learning first. And this is one of the big advantages with having your learning on steroids program, is that with this program, you're going to be able to learn the philosophy from Scott, but then at the same time, you're also going to be able to stay accountable. Which is another really important point that, I really want to drive home for everyone, is that you can read a ton of books, but if you don't stay accountable, and by accountable, I mean staying accountable to yourself or by having someone there to keep you accountable, the vast majority of students fail. Okay. And I don't want to scare anybody here, but yeah, the vast majority of students fail. Lots of study books. I have a ton of students that come to me, and they've already read a couple study books, and they say, well, the study books, I mean, they're generally, most basic study books are all created equal. And if you sit down and you say to yourself, okay, so Johnny, you've read book A, book B, book C, why didn't you implement it? Well, I was tired to do this, I was tired to do that, I was. I kind of started it for the first 2 weeks and then it didn't really get interesting, or I got tired of it and I didn't want to do it anymore. And I say, Johnny, you really need to be staying accountable. You need to be staying accountable to yourself. And that's the beauty of this system, is that you'll actually be able to stay accountable. And I know that, Scott, you've got a lot of stuff planned for your students here that I've gotten a little bit of sneak peek in on what you're doing here, and it's really quite amazing. But yeah, so for me, I would really say the little tips and tricks, I mean, you're going to learn those. Those are going to come. And those, I'm sure, you've got plenty of them. There are plenty of them available on blogs. There are plenty available everywhere. But what you really have to concentrate on right now, if you're beginning this program, is the philosophy of holistic learning and starting to program your mind. I would say it took me around 4 to 5 weeks before I really started to see some definitive results from using your method. Just sort of reworking it in my mind, going over things again and again and again, and just learning them, learning, not just learning the content over and over again, but creating the actual networks in my mind. So connecting ideas together, connecting webs, connecting concepts together, interrelating them, connecting them to various random stuff. I remember once I was sitting down with my grammar book for my French exam, and connecting them to different pieces of fruit. I tried that, and it kind of worked actually. I know you talk about that, but that's not the main philosophy of holistic learning. But anyways, get the philosophy down first. Build a strong base. Don't build your house on sand. Build it on something stable so that then you can quickly and easily implement the little tips and tricks that will come easier, that will just s skyrocket your success.
Well, exactly. And I think one of the things you brought up is the difference between getting ideas, consumption of ideas, and actually implementing them. And you make a good point about being accountable. And I honestly, I'd like to argue a different point that I don't think it's that most students are too lazy. I know a lot of students that are very hardworking, but they're just not very efficient or very effective at it. And so they don't get really good marks or they don't learn things the way that they'd want to learn. I think the difference is that implementation can be a bit of a challenge because you have this idea, like we've been talking about this in this course, this philosophy of holistic learning. Well, how do you actually make that practical? And that's really what I've been trying to do with this program, is to really break it down to a really practical, hands-on, something you can touch and feel kind of stage. And because it's not a something I'm handing you and do it yourself, but something that we're going to be working together as a group, I think the chances of you actually successfully implementing it are a lot higher.
Absolutely. You will see huge. I mean, the realities is that if you pick up a study book and you pick it up from chapters, you pick it up from, one of our websites, something like that, usually only around 5% of the people that actually pick up that content use it effectively in their lives, which is a real shame because there's a ton of really useful content out there. And again, as I agree, I completely agree with you. Students are very busy. They are some of the hardest working people I know. However, here's the key that I actually ask a lot of students this question. It's one of the first questions I ask them when I meet with them is and it's based off of a concept, a sociological concept of Verstehen, which more or less is a tool sociologists use to understand the mindset of different individuals, kind of like the old adage of how would you like to walk a day in his shoes? So I asked them this question. I say, what, or I asked them, what do you think it would be like to live the life of a very successful student, of a student who just automatically succeeds at whatever they're doing academically? And have you ever thought about that? And the majority of responses that I get are no, well, I've never really thought about that. And when you really start to think about it, and I've done the research, I've interviewed hundreds of students on this subject, or successful students, you realize that they actually don't study any more than you do. They actually probably study less than you do. And they get much better marks than you do. And it's not because they're more intelligent, although some of them are more intelligent. And it's not because, they have more money or they have personal tutors or anything like that. The reason why they are able to succeed more than the regular student is because they have a plan. They have a set plan that they've set in their mind, and they know from beginning to end their complete line of success. They know if I put in X amount of time at these particular times of the day, every day through the semester, and I end up at the end, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to get an A or an A plus. I was talking to a woman recently who was trying to take her, or who took her LSATs, and she scored, I think it's like a 179. One of the, it's a ridiculously high LSAT score, which is, and LSAT is like the lawyer SATs, the SATs that you need to get into law school. And she used the methods between, she used a lot of my study methods, and she used a couple other people's study methods, but her primary. The way that she really succeeded is she took the tests over about 15 times, okay, the practice tests. And around tests, I think it was like test 5 or 6, she was getting somewhat good marks. She would get sometimes she would get an like a really good mark on the LSAT, and sometimes she'd get a so-so mark on the LSAT. But then once she got off to like test 10 to 15 range, she started to get full on 95% on each one of these tests. And that was the point that she said it really started to switch for her. And she was also achieving, she was writing these tests in almost no time. She was able to quickly and easily achieve the test every single time because she had trained her mind properly. She went and she took a look at the content and she started to learn how to write that test effectively. Okay, she figured out the core ideas behind what she needed to do to get an A plus in that test. And, sometimes it's okay, well, you have to learn the content, and sometimes you actually learn have to learn how to write the test properly. So she actually learned how to write that test properly. and got one of the highest marks that you can achieve in law school. And now she has her pick of whichever law school she wants in the world. So those kind of concepts you really have to take into heart and really start to focus in and say to yourself, what's my plan? How I'm going to implement it? Where are the points along the way that what are the barriers along the way that I have to overcome? Okay. And the great thing is that with Scott's program, you'll be able to do that step by step by step, because you're going to have someone there that's going to be able to stay accountable with you and actually help you along the way. So if you have a question, how do I overcome this barrier? Scott or someone else in the program, in the community, will actually be able to help you with that directly.
Great, great. So I think you've given a lot of great advice. Maybe you could just summarize it for us. How has holistic learning impacted your life? What rapid learning techniques do you advocate? What's your thoughts?
Okay, so for me, holistic learning, number one, great program. I like it so much that I've taught some of my tutors holistic learning, okay, which I think is probably the top sort of compliment that I can give you with regards to this program. I've integrated it into my learning style. I use holistic learning with a lot of, test taking. I help out with when I help out students. I integrate some of those concepts to try to create networks in your mind. Realistically, just a great program, and I'm excited to see how everyone else does in this program. I know that the amount of people that you have in this program right now is pretty exclusive, but hopefully in the future you'll be able to expand upon it. And yeah, I'm really interested actually to see how this works, because this is the first time that you'll be implementing, or Scott will be implementing, a complete holistic learning, more or less accountability program. And to see, I'm really excited to see the successes that students are going to actually get from this program. And maybe I'll take a look at his program and try to implement some of the things into my business as well. But yeah, so it's a great program, and I hope that everyone is really successful with it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing the interview, Liam.
Hey, no problem at all.